Welcome to Record Roulette. My name is Eamon O'Flynn, and this is Record Roulette 101. Our next full-length episode features the wonderful and talented Gia Mora, a return guest who is the record for the most appearances on this show at 5. We've talked about the Beatles, Janet Jackson, Lou Reed, and James Taylor with Gia. But each of those episodes had an element of chance, an element of random selection. But this season, we've been letting guests pick their albums, and Gia picked an improvisational jazz album? That's right. She picked an album from John Coltrane from 1960. Long before Robbie Coltrane stole his name and the hearts of millions as Hagrid in Harry Potter, John Coltrane was setting a new standard for what jazz could be with the album Giant Steps. Don't know much about it? Does jazz scare the hell out of you? Join the club. This 101 should help, though. At the very least, in the next 10 minutes, you'll gain a better understanding of the album, the artist, and more. As always, I have two caveats. First, you should still listen to the album. Second, this 101 isn't exhaustive. This is just what you need to know. Let's start with the man himself. John Coltrane was born in 1926 in North Carolina. He was introduced to the saxophone during high school, and amazingly, he didn't actually own a saxophone until he was gifted one on his 17th birthday. He later recalled that an important moment in his growth as a musician occurred when he saw legendary saxophonist Charlie Parker perform in 1945, later recalling that, quote, "The first time I heard Bird play, it hit me right between the eyes." After graduating from high school, he moved to Philadelphia to study music and kicked off an incredibly prolific and impactful career, which was briefly interrupted by a stint in the Navy at the end of World War II, where he mostly performed in the Melody Masters, the bass swing band. Returning to Philadelphia, he started in the bebop and hard bop genres and eventually became one of the frontrunners in the free jazz movement. Not long afterward, he was playing in groups with Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk. In total, he led more than 50 recording sessions and performed during countless others. Following his death at the age of 40, Coltrane continued to remain influential and was even awarded a posthumous Pulitzer Prize. He also became a god. I mean that literally. After his death, the Yardbird Temple in San Francisco began worshipping him as God incarnate. The group was named for the aforementioned Charlie Parker, who is known as Yardbird, and was eventually affiliated with the African Orthodox Church, which resulted in Coltrane's status changing from God incarnate to a mere saint. The church in San Francisco still incorporates Coltrane's music and lyrics as prayers, so for the first time in Record Roulette history, we're talking about a literal saint, or possibly a god, on the show. Just 3 years after he released his self-titled debut album in 1957, Coltrane released Giant Steps, his first album on the Atlantic Records label. Material for this album would be recorded across three sessions, one day in March 1959, 2 days in May 1959, and one day in December 1959, with a release in February 1960. However, Coltrane was unhappy with the first session, and none of those recordings appear on the original vinyl. The second session, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums, accounts for 6 of the 7 songs on the album, with the final session, which substituted Wynton Kelly on piano and Jimmy Cobb on drums, contributing Naima. I hope I'm saying that right. Without lyrics, it's hard to say what the exact message of the album is, but it's informative to know that the songs Naima and Saida's Song Flute are named for his wife and adopted daughter, respectively. The song Mr. PC was named for bassist Paul Chambers, and the song Cousin Mary was named for one of Coltrane's cousins. Whatever the exact message, it's clear that the album is a personal affair. I hesitate to try to describe the sound too much, as I'm not a jazz aficionado. What I will say is that Coltrane is all over this album, often playing with an incredible fluidity and speed for something that is improvised. While I'd never know whether there was a wrong note struck, I can say with confidence that I don't hear anything that seems out of place. But explaining what's happening would take a much more competent music theorist. Coltrane employed something called the sheets of sound phrasing, which is extremely technical for a bumpkin like me, but I've being assured it's both challenging and important. For an album that's supposedly so darn important, it was surprising that I couldn't find much in the way of contemporary reviews. But I do know that it didn't hit gold certification until 2018, so it wasn't a massive seller. What I can say with certainty is that Giant Steps is revered to this day. Jazz musicians continue to use Giant Steps as a practice piece, as its difficult chord changes present a, I'll quote here, kind of ultimate harmonic challenge. Several pieces on the album became jazz standards. In 2004, Giant Steps was also chosen by the Library of Congress to be added to the National Recording Registry, which is always a good sign. On the Rolling Stone list, the album was ranked as high as number 102 in 2003, but in this current edition, it's at number 232. Still, it's one of history's greatest albums, according to Rolling Stone. Here's what they have to say about it. With characteristic humility, saxophone colossus John Coltrane said the title of this album referred to the loping, says instrumental, gait of his bassist, Paul Chambers. On his Atlantic debut, Coltrane played with a heated melodic enthusiasm and flying clusters of notes that declared new possibilities for jazz improvisation and predicted the ferocious, harmonically open lyricism that would come with his mid-60s records on Impulse. Mr. PC, Cousin Mary, and Spiral became Coltrane's first classics. Fascinating. If only because most of the sources I can find say that the title track and Naima are the classics from this album. Well, I have some ideas as to what I'd like to discuss with Gia and Nathan next week. First, I'm hoping a legitimate musician and fan like Gia can help explain why this album is so great. I don't doubt its greatness, but I also don't understand it due largely to my own ignorance. Second, I think we could also talk a bit about the process of improvisation, especially from the perspective of these session musicians who are coming in and keeping up with John Coltrane. Finally, maybe we can talk a bit about how aspiring jazz fans can set themselves up for success if they're approaching the genre for the first time. Looking forward to this and more when we discuss Giant Steps next week with Gia Mora. That's all for today. Check out Record Roulette on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at RR Music Pod. Rate and review this podcast wherever you can. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite show, or listen for free at recordroulettepodcast.com. Music in this episode is from Lemon Music Studio. Thank you for listening to Record Roulette. Until the next spin, goodbye.